A Te Whatu Ora boss has angered GPs by claiming half their work could be done via telehealth. The agency's director of Living Well, Martin Hefford, made the comments this week at an online hui. He said the medical cavalry is not coming in time to get the country out of a forecast shortage of 1,000 GPs in 10 years' time. A group representing general practice owners says the move's an attempt to mask underinvestment in primary care and recruiting and shows a lack of understanding of the value of face-to-face consultations. Joining us now is the chair of GenPro, Dr. Angus Chambers. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Lisa.
What's wrong with the idea?
Look, telehealth has definitely got its place, but I think they're scrambling to cover some problems that have been building for a long time, which they could have been doing something about, and one wonders if they're deliberately not doing it about it. Telehealth is second best when it comes to many conditions.
Okay, when you say you're wondering if they're deliberately trying to do this, what do you mean? Make GPs extinct?
Well, look, we've been warning of the workforce shortage for decades and they haven't really done anything about it. They've been underinvesting. It's well documented that they haven't covered the cost, increasing cost of providing healthcare, and we are about to lose our general practice services in a number of areas. So they're very aware of it, and this is an attempt to patch it up, I feel.
Is it a much cheaper option, to the best of your knowledge?
Well, I don't think so if you look at it in the long term, because one of the things that you do with face-to-face consultations is quite a lot more than single issues. You may check a blood pressure that hasn't been done for 5 years. You might see something that looks like a skin cancer. You actually, there's a lot of value that's added without people even realising this, and that will actually end up costing the system more if it's not dealt with in a timely manner.
What things could you do by telehealth that you are not currently doing?
Well, I think the area that it's particularly useful is in people in remote areas where it takes a long time to get in, and that is clearly advantageous in some circumstances. But then, countering that, there was an article in the BMJ late last year, that showed that there were some serious adverse events that happened because of telehealth, missed cancers, missed something we call sepsis, which is a very significant infection, and heart problems. So, look, there's some risks in telehealth. It's an important part of the system. We're not denying it, but an emphasis on that over and above investing in providing sustainable general practice services for our community is, we think, a mistake.
Is there any research, Angus, that indicates people who have continuity of care with a GP over years have better health outcomes?
Yes, indeed there is. They end up costing the health system less and they live longer. One might wonder if the system doesn't want people to live longer because they cost a lot more once they get over 65, but that might be a cynical view.
You serious about that, Angus?
Well, I mean, you know, we know that general practice reduces costs and makes people live longer, so why wouldn't you invest more in it?
I get the impression that this is really, well, you know, peed doctors off, GPs off. Would that be a fair assessment?
I think that's a fair assessment. Look, to be fair to Mr. Hefford, he's trying to make the best of a bad situation that's not only of his creation, although he is one of the architects of stuff. So, you know, I think it has seriously annoyed doctors who feel at this moment particularly underrated by Te Whatu Ora and the Ministry of Health.
Had you heard anything of this idea previously?
Look, telehealth has been on the discussion table for quite some time. And of course, during COVID, we pivoted to do that and did it, you know, I think well. But again, it was, I think, a second best option for a lot of people. And certainly at my own practice, as soon as we decided to move away from that, people flocked back because they actually like human contact. And that's a better way to deliver patient-centred healthcare.
Just to be clear, have you interpreted these comments to mean that because of a massive shortfall of GPs, and the figure was 1,000 GPs short in 10 years, that this is being suggested as a replacement rather than a complementary tool?
I think, look, it's a bit of both. There is a complementary element that we all accept, but I think knowing they haven't got many options because of the underinvestment and because they don't want to invest further to attract general practices, doctors into general practice, that they're needing to look at these sorts of processes to deal with some of the issues that our communities are facing.
I'm wondering about the relationship between GPs and Te Whatu Ora. How would you describe that?
Look, I think it's a very uneasy relationship at the moment. There's been persistent underinvestment, and it dates from even before Te Whatu Ora. And we've seen a lot of resource go into health reforms and report writing when we believe that money would be much more directed to frontline services and to support people's health in their communities. So we think they've got it wrong, and that's probably true of the political arm too. So yeah, I think it's a very uneasy relationship.
Is it adversarial?
At times. Look, there's a lot of good people in both systems trying very hard, but you know, sometimes people's hands are tied in the funding area, and that makes it very difficult for them. But then equally, we believe there's some investment decisions that are made that are not sensible, and we find that quite trying.
Appreciate your time. That is Dr. Angus Chambers. He's the chair of GenPro.